Pokemon, I Choose You. Written and adapted by Tracy West. Read for you by Victoria Kaiser. Chapter 1. I Am Ash.
And Nidorino begins the battle with a horn attack. Oh, but Gengar bounces right back.
The TV announcer blared the details of the Pokemon fight. The two creatures were battling in a Pokemon gym. Gengar was a mean-looking ghost Pokemon with glowing red eyes. Nidorino was a tough-looking poison-type Pokemon with a sharp horn in its head.
Ah, there it is! The hypnosis power of Gengar!
Gengar clapped its hands together. Pulsing waves flowed from its hands and surrounded Nidorino. Nidorino swayed, captivated by the hypnosis power. It fell to the ground with a thud.
This could be the end of Nidorino!
A tall man stepped out onto the gym floor. He held out a red and white ball the size of an orange, a Pokeball. The ball opened and Nidorino disappeared into the ball with a flash of light.
Wait, here comes Nidorino's trainer! He's recalling Nidorino! Now he can send out another Pokemon to battle Gengar!
Now the Pokemon trainer held a new Pokeball. With a great thrust, he threw the ball into the ring.
Which Pokemon will he use now?
The Pokemon battle raged on. Ash Ketchum watched the fight on his bedroom TV. Someday he would be on TV, showing the world that he was a great Pokemon trainer. Someday soon. Now that Ash was 10, he could get his Pokemon license. He could travel around, capturing all the different types of Pokemon, 150 in all. He could use his Pokemon in battle against other Pokemon. Ash grabbed a toy Pokeball and held it above his head.
I am Ash, he cried. I will journey to gain the wisdom of Pokemon training. I hereby declare to the Pokemon of the world, I will be a Pokemon master. I will be the greatest.
Ash, get to bed.
Ash's mom stood in the doorway. She shook her head.
It's 11 o'clock and you should be asleep.
But tomorrow I leave Pallet and start my Pokemon journey,
Ash protested.
I can't sleep.
Mrs. Ketchum sighed. If you can't sleep, then you should at least get ready for tomorrow. Here, watch this. She changed the TV channel.
And don't forget to put on your pajamas,
she called out as she left the room. A gray-haired man in a lab coat was on the screen. Ash knew him. It was Professor Oak, the world's ultimate authority on Pokemon. His lab was just up the road.
Good evening, Pallet, Professor Oak said. Tomorrow is the big day for the newest class of Pokemon students.
The professor pointed to three posters on the wall. Each one showed a Pokemon.
I'd like to introduce you to Bulbasaur, Charmander, and Squirtle. Each one is available for new trainees. Which one will you choose?
Ash turned off the TV. He had the same posters on the wall of his room. Every Pokemon trainer got to pick one of these three Pokemon before he or she started on his or her journey. Ash had thought for weeks about which one he would choose, but he still hadn't made a decision. As Ash put on his pajamas, he looked at the poster of Bulbasaur on his wall. Ash thought it looked kind of like a dinosaur with a big green flower bulb on its back.
Bulbasaur's perfect for beginners. I choose you, Bulbasaur!
But then there was Squirtle. Squirtle looked like a cute turtle, but Ash knew its water powers could be really strong.
I choose you, Squirtle!
But what about Charmander? A fire Pokemon with a flaming tail. Imagine what he could do with that kind of power. Ash climbed into bed, but he was too excited to sleep. Bulbasaur, Squirtle, Charmander. Ash tossed and turned. In his dreams, he imagined throwing a Pokeball and releasing each one into battle. They were all amazing in their own way. Bulbasaur, Squirtle, Charmander. How could Ash choose?